It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing pretty good. Had a nice relaxing weekend and got some things done.
I had to make a run down to the cities for a funeral service, for a sister-in-law of mine. So we just went down for the day and came back. So other than that, didn't do much, I don't think.
You got good use out of your mask.
That's right. Yep, wore the mask. Everybody's pretty well masked up all over, which is good to see.
Yeah, I will send out this apology for, Saturday night it rained a little bit around here. Mm-hmm. I washed my truck on Saturday.
Okay, and that's your fault then.
So it's my fault.
Yeah, well, didn't rain too much. Just a little bit.
But still.
Yeah, even so. Well, it didn't snow. Thanks for that.
Thanks for that.
No shoveling. That's right. So you haven't had to try that snowblower out.
Not yet.
Lately.
But it's ready. I changed the oil and it's ready to go.
You'll probably be needing it.
Started on the first pull, so.
Very good. All right. Well, let's talk about veterans today and salute one, shall we?
Well, of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Harold Carlton Larson. Harold was born on March 28th, 1931 in rural Boyd. Passed away 60 years later on March 30th, 1991 in Montevideo. He entered active duty on January 19th, 1952 in Minneapolis in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged a little over a year and a half later on September 29th, 1953 at Camp Carson, Colorado. He was with Company M of the 9th Infantry Division. He spent 1 year and 1 day in foreign service over in Korea during the Korean conflict. Some medals and ribbons that he earned was the Combat Infantryman's Badge, the Korea Service Medal with 3 Bronze Service Stars, and the United Nations Service Medal. So we thank you, Harold, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Very good.
Harold Larson of Boyd.
Okay. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
Well, we're going to talk about a topic here that we've been hearing a lot about lately, and that's the COVID-19 vaccine, which they're developing. And distribution, of course, is a big thing with that when they do get it out and about. And it looks like the VA is partnering with a few other agencies to help out in that project.
You know, these operations that the military does, some of them are, got some pretty cool names, like Operation Neptune Spear was the raid to get Osama bin Laden.
So what's this one?
Operation Warp Speed.
Warp Speed. Yeah, that's right. I've heard that. Yeah.
It's kind of cool sounding, I think.
Yeah, right. Kind of like Star Wars or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm too young to remember that, but I do remember Reagan's. I've seen some bits of Reagan's plan on that, but
I was thinking more of the movie with Warp Speed.
Or Spaceballs.
Another good one.
Yeah, there was a press release that the VA sent out on the 17th discussing plans to roll out the coronavirus vaccination as soon as one's available to VA employees and healthcare enrollees. VA announced it's working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other federal partners to develop a comprehensive COVID-19 vaccination plan to ensure VA safely and equitably distributes vaccines once authorized. Plan will be a phased approach based on scientific and historical evidence, lessons learned from past pandemic vaccine plans, and input from scientific experts both within and outside of the Department of Veterans Affairs. It'll include an initial limited supply phase followed by a general implementation phase when large supplies of the vaccine will be available to veterans who want to receive one. VA experts in ethics, health equity, infectious disease, logistics, pandemic planning, pharmacy, and public health, as well as those in the areas of change management, clinicians from various disciplines, data, education, IT, safety, and training, along with government partners, were sought for input to help develop the plan. VA also conducted veteran listening sessions for valuable feedback in the planning process. More information, you can go to the CDC's COVID-19 vaccine website, which is cdc.gov/coronavirus/2019-ncov/vaccine/index.html. I know I said that a little too fast, but this will be also in print in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week.
Or they could contact you. I'm sure you'll be glad to send them the link.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. My email address is pretty well publicized, so I you can reach us. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line, too.
And you have that number, I bet.
You left it out. Thank you. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're only open until we're closing the office on noon on Wednesday because I got some things to do outside of town. So
of course, you'd be closed Thanksgiving Day and Friday.
Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday. County offices will be closed. That's also mentioned in my weekly article. But otherwise, we're open 8:30 to 4:30, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right, that sounds good. And, of course, we'll be back on the air again next Monday morning.
It sounds good.
As always, and you have a great week there, Josh.
You do the same, and happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody out there.
Got to lay off that turkey a little bit there.
And stay a little safe.
That's right. No big gatherings, please. You know, that's just common sense to keep it as small as you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep from spreading that around.
Yep.
All right, well, Josh, appreciate it. We will talk to you again next week.
It sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.